Good afternoon, welcome to Know Yourself. I actually got it right this time, so I'm really happy about that for starters. The next thing is, I just want to say thank you to everyone that's listened so far. I've got some really lovely messages that I've been getting coming through and support from people. Some people that I've never even met before as well, and it's really nice. I'm doing it for anyone that's really in a tough spot in life at the moment or just wants to be know that someone else has been through the same thing. Sometimes it's the sort of tips and advice that I give on some of the tools that have helped me that, I'm not like someone special or anything like that. I've heard some of these things from different podcasts and different things from that I've read. So I'm just relaying that in a way that you might not have heard before, or you might not have even heard of some of these people before. But then I'm also putting my own spin on it, like what's worked for me, because of course I've got a particular cocktail in terms of my personality, my DNA, my background, where I come from, and also what's like happened to me as well, like my experience, having PTSD and anxiety. It's going to be different to that with someone else where they've had something that's not the disorder that I've had, for example. So yeah, I've had a couple of requests like to ask about which books that I read, because I do love reading my personal development books, and also listening to different podcasts as well and watching YouTube videos. Like, there's some real key influences there that have helped me out. But I wanted to particularly cover today a book that I read only this year, and it has changed the way I think about a lot of things. The book is called, and I've spoken about it on the podcast before, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. It's by a lady called Susan Jeffers, and it is one of the most remarkable books I've ever read. Nothing has like touched like my emotions and my sort of brain, the logical part of me, so much, in that making quite complex thought processes and emotions that we don't necessarily understand quite, digestible and interpretable in a way that you can actually go away and take these things that she teaches you in the book and put it into your life, and you start seeing impact. And I've done those things. So, for example, she speaks about positive affirmations in the book. I saw this as a bit of a fad when I read it, because I actually read this book when I was 18, but I revisited it because I never finished it, because I was like, this stuff's never going to work. I've been afraid my whole life. What's going to change now? I wasn't open to it. And you might find this sometimes when you go to these books, you're just not in the right place at that moment in time. That doesn't mean that you're never going to get there. It just means that you might be at the start of your growth journey, for example, if you're just addressing anxiety now, or depression or PTSD, whatever. If you're just addressing it now, you might not be in the place yet. I wasn't a very open-minded person, when I started my journey, through my counselling. But over time, I just started to accept that I don't really know a lot about anything. Socrates always said, I am wise because I don't know. And it is so true. When you accept what you don't know, suddenly that hunger to learn comes back, and you really just go, like, you start asking the questions. You're the person in the room that's asking the questions. And I read something in a book called Flip It, which is by a guy called Michael Heppel. And that book also changed a lot of things for me. But I want to quickly address something and then go back to Feel the Fear. In that book, he talks about he read a study where a guy would hop onto a plane on, multiple plane flights. Sorry, I can't talk properly today for some reason. He'd hop onto multiple flights and he'd almost interview the people on the flight without them knowing. He would just sit there, and instead of him talking and telling his story, he would try and focus as much of the conversation as possible on the other person. So, for example, he would ask questions like, quite sort of life-driven questions like, so what made you want to go into that particular field of work? what is it about your family that makes you feel special? Like really quite like deep and meaningful questions, and also questions where he knew that it would take a while to explain, and you'd really start to get a depth of that person. And afterwards, the people that the guy on the plane spoke to were interviewed, and they said, "How interesting did you find this person?" And they said, you know, out of 10, a lot of them said, you know, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. I think it was out of 100 people. And it was because he was asking questions. And I just found that fascinating. And I wanted to mention it because if you're not asking enough questions, try it and see how the conversation changes. So that's my first nugget of advice. So going back to feel the fear and do it anyway. I really just felt like this book was, like I say, I wasn't really ready for it, and I wasn't ready to ask the questions to myself, and I was almost afraid of the answers that it might give as well. So that was really the root of it, and that's where the sort of open-mindedness thing comes from. But now that I'm kind of ready, I reread the book. I only got halfway before, and I did my bit of advice that I said to you on the last podcast. I did my 10 pages a night religiously, and I got through the book in about 2.5 weeks, I think. It's, you know, it's sort of 250 odd pages long, I think. So it didn't take me too long at all. And some nights I would do like 30, 40 pages because I'd be like, screw my 10 pages. I'm so interested in what she's saying. And it's really like going back to the not knowing and understanding that you don't know everything. I knew that I didn't actually know a lot about fear, and it's something that I've tackled with like a lot of my life, especially with the anxiety that I had. You know, I was afraid of letting people down, you know, by escaping a situation that I felt was threatening. I was afraid of conflict, confrontation. I was afraid of my own feelings. I was afraid of stepping outside my comfort zone. And these are all quite crippling things. And I know I've spoken about confidence before, in my other podcast, but I think fear is something that I'd like to address. And that's why I want to talk a little bit about this book. Because, like I say, it just made such an impact on my life. And going back to the affirmations, I started doing them, and I started putting the exercises in place. And I've not even done all of them. I've put post-its all over that book of pages that I need to go back to. So I'm only doing about 10% of the things in the book at the moment. And like I say, the affirmations is one of those things. And if you don't know what affirmations are, it's where you stand in the mirror, or you stand and look at yourself in the mirror, sorry, or you say to yourself certain phrases over and over and over. And what that does is that sort of rewires the brain, and you know that voice in your head that tells you you're crap and you're shit and you can't do anything, the one that kind of, you know, you'll be speaking to that person, and you know you might have like a bad opinion about that person, and that thought comes into your head. And it changes the tone of the conversation, maybe without you knowing about it. It's kind of about controlling that. And these positive affirmations also, it's about if you want to be something, like live it and breathe it in your mind, you know, tell yourself that you are that thing. And that's also a big part of the affirmations. So one of them is, and it will sound really cheesy, and that's okay. It's I am powerful and I'm loved. So I would go into my room. I didn't like standing in front of the mirror. I still don't. It's like a body image thing, I think. But like, I would sit in my room, and I'd get my hands in front of each other, and I would count on them 25 times, because that's what she says in the book. And I would say to myself, I'm powerful and I'm loved. It's not powerful in the sense of, oh, you know, I'm going to be king of the world. I'm going to dominate. You know, I'm like a dictator. Not power in that sense. It's the power to change. You know, it's recognizing that fear happens and going through with stuff anyway. And that's the whole principle of the book. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And she addresses that in some basic principles. And she goes through and, like I say, breaks down fear into look, everyone's going to have it. You know, these are basic truths about fear. Everyone's going to have it. Anytime you try something new, you're going to have fear as well. So just accept it. Just go, okay, it's there, and learn to, you know, it's like with the anxiety I've spoken about before. I learned a long time ago that I'm probably never going to get rid of the anxiety. You know, that event that happened fundamentally changed me when I was 16. However, I can manage that. And it's the same with your fear. You can manage it. And part of that is with the affirmations. You're managing it by telling yourself and rewiring your brain, I am powerful and I'm loved. And another part of that is saying, there's another affirmation, I am powerful and I'm loving. And you're probably thinking now, God, that is really cheesy. It is really cheesy. And it kind of is. But what's wrong with being loving? I would rather have a go at doing these affirmations, and I've done it for over 30 days now, and I feel, you know, sometimes I don't want to do them, and I'm like, oh, I don't see the point, but then other days I do it, and I'm like, this is important. I'm changing the mindset here. I'm telling myself, you know, I'm rewiring my brain. I'm telling it how to be a certain way. You know, it's one of those things where you either set the environment in your brain or it gets set for you, and I think that's a big part of what the affirmations do. She does go into it a little bit, but that's my own spin on it. And I really implore you to... Sorry, I've just got like a street cleaner going past my car. I am recording in my car, by the way. It's also known as my studio. I'm literally next to a construction site at the moment. It's crazy. But like I say, I implore you to check out the book because it's got some really great content in. I've not even scratched the surface of it. But like I say, I've been asked a few times, what books would you recommend? You know, what's good? You know, I'm looking at some personal development. This book, I'll just say this now. I read it, and there's some moments in it where you're just like, what a beautiful soul. Like, what a beautiful person to have written such loving material, such understanding, like, and empathy that comes from this woman. You know, it really just makes you think, like, what is happening to me isn't that special, and that's okay. That's all right. Everyone's going through this, and you just address it with less seriousness. And yeah, okay, I'm afraid. So what? You know, you just kind of get a bit of attitude about it. You know, it's kind of like being a rebel as a kid. Like, you start being a bit like, oh, fuck you to the fear sort of thing. But then you start managing it, and it starts becoming your friend. It's weird. Try it out and see how you get on. Drop me a DM or a message on Instagram. That's probably the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Just drop me a DM on Instagram to let me know how you get on if you do start reading it, because I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just to let you know as well, the podcast, it will be on Apple and Google Play soon, but you can get it on the Anchor FM link in my bio as well. Until next time, guys, this has been Know Yourself. I'm Dan. Catch you next time.